Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
A short week, but no shortage of news. Providence Resources announced receipt of the outstanding £200,000 from Spot On Energy, and progress with the farm out of Barry Row is back on. It's not clear why PVR needs Spot On as an intermediary, but the important point is, can a deal with a well-financed, larger oil company be done? If so, it will be good news for 20% partners Lansdowne Oil and Gas too. In other Dublin oil and gas small cap news, Petrol Resources announced it's raising £250,000 at 3.25p per share, with the main purpose of advancing its interests in Iraq, where it maintains strong relationships with government officials. I highlighted PET as a favourite several times last year around 1p, and it's now over 4.5p, having been as high as 26.5p. Sister company Clontarf Energy announced preliminary results for the year ended 31 December 2019. Clontarf's reports are usually worth reading, if only for Dr. John Teeling's comments and opinions. Their main interest is a 60% stake in the Tano 2A concession offshore Ghana, in which Petrol owns a 30% interest too. Quite a lot of Irish news last week. Predator Oil and Gas announced its intention to proceed to apply for a liquefied natural gas import licence for Ireland, following the execution of confidentiality agreements with a global supplier of LNG and an owner of LNG regasification vessels. It's an interesting idea, since Ireland risks running short of gas in the not-too-distant future. Back in the UK, Raybould Resources announced the conditional acquisition of a further 16.665% interest in West Newton, plus a £5 million discretionary cash facility with death spiral potential. It's good news for Union Jack Oil, less so for RBD shareholders. UK Oil and Gas gave notice of its annual general meeting. Due to COVID-19 health and safety advice, it will be held via an electronic platform. It could be lively with online attendance. Let's see how many questions they allow and from whom. There's a considerable amount of dissatisfaction, since the outstanding loan notes are being converted at ever lower prices. Last tranche announced on Thursday was at 0.1796p, and there's still a further £1.85 million outstanding. With 8.686 billion shares now in issue, all investors are seeing is endless dilution. The old Regal Petroleum is giving itself a makeover. It now has a new, more contemporary name, Enwell Energy, and has launched a new website. It's probably a good move and indicates that they're looking to increase investor appeal. Coro Energy and Empyrean Energy announced their much-expected Macro resource upgrade. No surprises there, and no positive impact on their share prices either. Question now is, can they develop and commercialise it, because that's the hard part. Coro connected company Ascent Resources announced a Slovenian strategy update. It was a neat way of disguising a €200,000 default. It's just a lifestyle operation for the board, so none of the news really matters anyway. Bahamas Petroleum Company announced signature of the drill rig contract. The window for commencement of drilling is between 15 December 2020 and 1 February 2021. It's a big drill with significant speculative potential, but it all now comes down to whether and how they can finance it. 88 Energy announced the dispatch of its bidder's statement, which contains its offers to acquire all of the ordinary shares and listed options in XCD Energy Limited. I mentioned 88E as a favourite several times last year, and it rose over 100% in the run-up to the drill. It's a regular moneymaker if you know how to get the timing right, and the next drill is awaited with interest. PetroTal announced that publication of its two outstanding sets of accounts are further delayed. Meanwhile, it continues to assess a variety of financial arrangements to ensure it has the necessary funding. I said a number of times before that it would require funding, regardless of all the self-financing hubris. And as regular readers and listeners will know, I've been negative about this one all the way down from the 30s. As an aside, I write critically about many companies. Most comments receive little challenge. And if there is one, it's usually a polite communication explaining what the writer thinks I've got wrong. I always know the ones whose share prices will completely collapse, though. It's indicated by the receipt of a barrage of abuse and sometimes threats. AAOG, BLOE, RBD and PTAL are some recent examples. Back to the news, Echo Energy announced that while it was being ramped the previous week, Lombard Odier sold more than half its stake. Always remember that when you see paid commentators promoting a stock, it's to enable someone to sell it. Echo is another one I've been warning about, all the way down from 17p. Hurricane Energy issued disappointing news the previous week and fell into the 6p range, but Hannam and Partners have issued a new report with a target of 45p. It's a very rare event indeed that a share price reaches a broker's target, but it does indicate some potential. The link to their full report is in my Tuesday Twitter post on the subject. The Oil and Gas Authority has been understanding of the situation, and it was announced last week that they have extended the deadline for the commitment well on Lincoln to 30 June 2022 and extended the deadline for plugging and abandoning Lincoln Crystal to 30 June 2021. For those interested, my personal investing and trading focus is on the elimination of losses and only going for the trades which I view as certainties. That's the secret to large profits. I set out my trading ideas in the private blog each week, and I've also written a 10-part trading course for those who want to understand these small cap markets in detail and make money out of them. Details of the course are at allnewslondon.com/course, and details of the private blog are at allnewslondon.com/subscribe. Subscription to the private blog also gains you full access to the subscribers section of the All News London site, including key information such as the full schedule of upcoming drills. There are trial offers for both.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.